Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to be with you in Proverbs 7. We're going to be reading verses 6 through 12 in the MSG, the Message translation of the Bible by Eugene Peterson. Before I read that, I just want to let you know that I appreciate you, and I'm so thankful that you've been with me on this journey for so long, and would really appreciate it if you would share this with someone who really needs it. Maybe there's someone who's living alone and just feels like no one is praying for them. I would just appreciate you sharing this with them. And maybe it's that you show them the Pray Every Day app and help them to get it on their phone. I've had to do that before. I'm like, okay, here it is. This is how you do it. And then they have it every day and it's really easy for them to listen to. So maybe try that out. All right, here's a scripture from today, chapter 7 of Proverbs, verses 6 through 12. As I stood at the window of my house, looking out through the shutters, watching the mindless crowd stroll by, I spotted a young man without any sense, arriving at the corner of the street where she lived, then turning up the path to her house. It was dusk, the evening coming on, the darkness thickening into night. Just then, a woman met him. She'd been lying in wait for him, dressed to seduce him. Brazen and brash she was, restless and roaming, never at home, walking the streets, loitering in the mall, hanging out at every corner in town. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, thank you again for the practicality of Scripture. And I do pray for those who are struggling with the possibility of choosing adultery, or those who have lived in the aftermath of somebody else's adultery or their own. And I pray that you would bring healing in the aftermath of that, that you would restore those broken relationships however you see fit. But Lord, as I read this, I also see the parallel of this adulterous woman versus sin, and sin enticing us. And it happens so often, Lord. We fall into sin when we are wandering and we're not living purposefully, and we are mindless, as the scripture says, and we are lacking sense and just kind of making our way through life without any sort of purpose, without realizing that this is a short life and we only have a certain amount of time on this earth to do great things for you. And when we're in that wandering space, that's when our eyes will wander. And so, Lord, I pray for protection over my friend today, that you would protect them from the evil one, that they would not give in to lies that sound so seductive and so awesome, you know, to be honest, but that you would, through the Holy Spirit, open their eyes to truth. Your word is truth. And Jesus, when you walked this earth, you said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Jesus, you are truth. And so the more we know you, the more we hang out with you, the more we spend time with you, the more you intercede for us, which is what you're doing constantly, the more we understand your character, the more we watch you in the Gospels, the more we see how you loved people so well, the more we look at your sacrifice on the cross, or your death and your resurrection, your conquering of death and sin, the more we look at you, the more we see how that we need to be and what the truth is versus the lie. And I thank you, Jesus, that as you walked this earth, you were constantly in these power encounters where demonic oppression would come and you would just say, be gone, and they would have to be gone. You didn't make it into anything spectacular. Your name was just stronger than all of them. And I'm thankful that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Thank you, Lord, for that great scripture and that great truth that we don't even have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid of evil. We need to be on our guard because the enemy is roaring about like a lion seeking someone to destroy. He is the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you are greater still. You are stronger still. You are more capable than our incapability. And you will give us discernment, and you will provide a way of escape when we are tempted. And I thank you for that, Lord. You are so good. You are walking along this journey with us, and we are grateful for your help, your Parakletos. The Holy Spirit is our advocate who helps us and intercedes for us. So thank you. Thank you. We're so grateful. We don't want to walk the path of sin, and we know that you can protect us from that. I pray that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to me. You have a job to do, and that is so exciting to me that you're going to go out into your world today and make a huge difference because of the Spirit within you and because that the Spirit of glory rests upon you and you are bringing light into a dark world. So shine, 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 my dear, dear friend.